This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 6. Joyful Giving. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 7. When Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed and consecrated it and all its furnishings. He also anointed and consecrated the altar and all its utensils. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of the families who were the tribal leaders in charge of those who were counted, made offerings. They brought as their gifts before the Lord 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, an ox from each leader and a cart from every 2. These they presented before the tabernacle. The Lord said to Moses, "Accept these from them, that they may be used in the work at the tent of meeting. Give them to the Levites as each man's work requires." So Moses took the carts and oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 carts and 4 oxen to the Gershonites, as their work required, and he gave 4 carts and 8 oxen to the Merarites, as their work required. They were all under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. But Moses did not give any to the Kohathites, because they were to carry on their shoulders the holy things, for which they were responsible. When the altar was anointed, the leaders brought their offerings for its dedication and presented them before the altar. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Each day one leader is to bring his offering for the dedication of the altar." The one who brought his offering on the first day was Nashon, son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels. Both according to the sanctuary shekel, each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels, filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Nashon, son of Amminadab. What kind of giving pleases God? In this passage, the Israelites brought offerings to the Lord as the tabernacle was dedicated. How did they give? And what do we learn about giving that honors God? First, everyone gave. This is a long passage that describes what each tribe brought to the tabernacle. And you might notice that each tribe brought the same gifts. Each tribe shared in kingdom giving. That's important. Whether we have much or little, God wants all of us to give. Second, we are to give generously. The gifts from each tribe were lavish and large. What we give may not be the same from person to person, but is it generous? Are we sacrificial in our giving? Generous giving flows from the heart, dedicated to God. Israel's giving was joyful. It flowed from their appreciation of God's goodness to them. Their offerings came after the announcement of God's gracious blessings in Numbers 6. In the same way, our giving flows from our appreciation for the grace of God shown to us through Jesus Christ, who has saved us from sin and gives us new, abundant life with God. Grace creates givers. What can you give to God and His kingdom? Whatever it is, do it with joy. Pray with me. Oh God, You have given us full life in Christ. May our giving flow from a heart of faith and love. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.